So, as a human being, I do this thing where I think. And sometimes I think about weird things. So, today, I'm going to think about the weirdness and individualness of my face. And the things that I like about it and kind of don't like about it. And I don't think I'm being narcissistic because I don't think that I'm amazing and like blah. So yeah, here goes. So to start off, I am a Caucasian female. If you didn't know I was a female beforehand, surprise. I would say a fair complexion. I've been told that I have nice skin. It's not blotchy or weird looking or anything. My arms and my face are definitely are a bit darker than the rest of me, just because I like clothes. I like wearing clothes a lot of the times. And I don't wear clothes on my face very often. I don't like long sleeve shirts just because they bother me. I don't like things on my arms, so if I do have a long sleeve shirt, I usually put it to my elbows, or roll up my sleeves, or whatever you want to call it. I used to have a lot of freckles, and then they went away, and I was very sad. So hopefully they come back, or maybe not, because that might be bad. I don't know. Anyways. So I'm 5'3", I have brown hair, and I'm looking at a black and white photo, and I should not be looking at a black and white photo. I am currently looking at my stash of photos that has 2,998 photos in it, which seems kind of ridiculous, but then compared to the fact that I have, like, three other files with not as many, but still more, it's kind of ridiculous. I have brown hair, and I think technically I'm a brunette, but I don't have the classical brunette coloring, that, like, super dark, shiny, gorgeous color, that the, like, really sexy brunettes have, or at least that I think that they have, brunes too. I have this, like, weird wood brown, shiny, dirty brown hair. I don't think it's really unattractive color. It's just not anything special. And currently, it is about 4 inches past my shoulders. It's very straight, which is very annoying. People say when they go to, like, humid areas, their hair, like, freaks out and stuff. Yeah, mine doesn't do anything anywhere. I can go anywhere and it just stays flat and does nothing. And it doesn't hold curls, which is really annoying. But it works because I don't do curls anyways. Let's see, my forehead is, let's look, where is that thing? Huh? There's a good picture. Okay, so, I don't know. I think I have a nice forehead. So, it's not, like, this super gigantic forehead. I have, like, a baby widow's peak. It's not super defined. It's kind of rounded out, which is nice. And then my eyebrows used to be a bit crazy. Because I am very German. I'm between, like, 50 and 60% German. That's really specific. Let's say I'm at least 50%. Somewhere between 50 and 60. Whatever. German, and then after that I'm Irish and Scottish, and then other stuff. From Europe. And because of that, my eyebrows can be very growthy, I guess. I have the natural curve of my eyebrow towards the edge. I have a up tilt angle thing going on, which I think suits my face. A lot of people just have, like, a roundedness, but I actually have, like, an obtuse angle, I think is what it's called. I hate math, so don't judge. And under that, like, the natural line, I would have, like, a little bit of stuff, and then I started cleaning that up, and I think they started to stand out a lot more and look a lot better. My eyes, I have hazel eyes. For those of you who don't know what that is, it means that I have two different colors, brown and green. I have brown on the inside and green on the outside. And my eyes are actually one of the things about me that I've always kind of liked, which is really hard for me to say because I've not really liked a lot of things about myself. And my eyes have never really changed, so I've just learn to like them, I guess. They're really pretty in the sun. I had a friend of mine who would get really, really close to my face when I was looking to the sun, and she would just get these really big eyes and say, "It looks like your eyes are on fire," which I thought was hilarious, because then I was just imagining the amount of immense pain that would feel like and how horrible that would be. But yeah, so I like my eyes. My eyelashes, I've heard, are pretty long compared to most people's eyelashes. They're not very thick, but they're there, I guess. I don't wear much makeup, so I don't really emphasize them. But when I do wear makeup, I generally only do, a eyeshadow sometimes. That's on super special occasions. But I usually only do eyeliner and mascara. Eyeliner only on the bottom, because I think it's weird to do eyeliner on the top. Although some people do need it. My nose. So my nose is kind of funny, because it has this curve to it on the right side of my face. Like, people will say, I think, what is it? It's almost impossible for someone to have a perfectly symmetrical face. And I would personally say that my face is pretty symmetrical aside from my nose. My nose is kind of ridiculous. I like my nose. The curve and all. The curve is just, I'll sit there and I'll just kind of rub my nose from, like, the top, where people are supposed to grab your nose when you have a bloody nose, and go to the bottom, and maybe I've conditioned my nose to have a bend, I don't know, but that's what I do. And then I have, like, a little, I don't want to say bulbous, but I have, the end of it is a little pronounced, and it has, like, this little line in the middle that sometimes when I have nails, I'll, like, pull down it. I don't know. Only children, I'm an only child. We do weird things because we're bored and we have no friends. I have medium cheekbones. I don't think I have super high cheekbones. I have some cheeks. I like my cheeks. When I smile, I sort of have dimples because I have cheeks. My lips, they're not like Angelina Jolie lips. They're pretty thin, they're not, my bottom lip is bigger than my top lip, but they're not, like, bodacious or luscious or anything like that. And then my chin is a very German chin. If you look at me straight on from the front, it kind of looks regular. I don't have that, the cleft chin, I think is what it's called, but from the side, I have, like, a witch's chin and can attack people with it, which is actually a lot of fun. I got it from my grandmother, and, yeah. So, well, that's my face. Oh, and I forgot, my hair is very thin, like, the actual hair is thin, but I have a lot of it. If I put my hair in a ponytail after I wash it, it takes basically the entire day to dry, which is weird because I'm in Colorado, and in Colorado, apparently, everything dries super quick, compared to other places. So, because we're not super amazingly humid. I don't, for the rest of me, I don't really feel like talking about that right now. But that's my face. And I think it's taken me a long time to look at myself and be okay with it. Because I have all these pictures of me, and it's not narcissistic, and what I think it is that I'm trying to find the me that I like, because people have always looked at me, not a whole bunch, not enough to make me change my mind, obviously, but a lot of, some people, family members, friends have looked at me and said, oh, well, you're beautiful, and in my mind, for my family, it's just like, okay, well, you're supposed to say that. You're supposed to say that you're beautiful. You're supposed to say that you're pretty and you're talented and all these other things. So I can't really trust you because you're biased. So in random people, I think that's why I'm pulled to posting things on the internet so much, is because these people have no reason to lie to me. They have no reason to say, you're gorgeous. And obviously that works both ways of saying, I have no reason not to lie to you because I'm a stranger and I don't give a flying fuck or anything like that. But there's something about a random person saying, you are gorgeous or you are pretty or you're really cute, which when someone says you're gorgeous and then another person says you're cute, you're like, ah, but you know what? I take what I can get. So, it's been an interesting journey to be able to look at almost 3,000 different versions of myself and to say, to continually say, oh, well, this me I don't like, but this me I do like. And that's interesting, 'cause I can go through all these pictures and I've only posted maybe 15 pictures out of all these pictures ever. The rest of them just sit here for me to have, and to try and find the me that I like, that matches the me that other people like as well. So, that's me, and thank you for listening.